Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So way back in the early episode to this podcast, I talked about my sort of mountain model of storytelling, which is based on the hero's journey. But the hero's journey is very often represented as a circle. You know, so we've talked about this a lot. You know, the hero's journey, you've got a character living in an ordinary world, something changes, there's some kind of trigger or inciting incident that throws that world out of whack. They are forced, or they either choose or they are ultimately forced to leave their ordinary world and go out into the chaos, go out into the conflict and contend with the forces of opposition, the big bad, whatever that is. And ultimately they will prevail and they will come back to their ordinary world, bringing their treasure with them, you know, metaphorically or otherwise. And very often visually that sequence is portrayed as a circle. The hero's journey is often portrayed as a circle, which makes a certain kind of sense, I think, because, you know, whenever we contend with something in life, you know, even if it's a small thing, that's never the end, right? I mean, you know, okay, one day we're all going to die, I get that, but in general, one conflict just creates a baseline for another conflict, right? So the circle in some sense makes sense, but it also sort of visually puts you back at the start. And I think that to me seems wrong. You know, there's slightly different in, I suppose, if you look at sort of screenwriting books or script writing books or novel writing books, because very often we're talking about a three-act structure or a five-act structure, which obviously has a start and an end, which end in a different place. But I'm quite interested in representing that sort of visually. So this is the part where I talk about a diagram on a podcast, but imagine, if you like, there's a flat land, and then it goes up into a mountain with several kind of peaks, and then it comes down on the other side, on the right hand side, to another flat land, but that flat land is higher. Because I think, I'm not sure that I've ever said this out loud before, but we've talked about how stories are driven by change. They're about change. In fact, if there's no change, there's no story. And to me, there are three changes that really matter. And I don't think I have talked about this before, but obviously you've got the change at the start of the story. The world changes. There's a trigger. There's an inciting incident. And the world, the comfortable, normal world, changes around our hero, our character, our protagonist. And then there's a second change in a good story. I think there's a second change, you know, at the point where our hero is fighting, whether it's metaphorically or otherwise, the big bad. There comes a point where the hero has to change. And as usual, I'm using hero to mean male or female. There comes a point where the hero has to change. They have to change internally. And you can see in good stories, as we've talked about recently, you know, good stories are rooted in emotion, they're rooted in resonance, and they're rooted in the changes that we have to make to overcome the challenges that we have. So that's the second change. But the third change takes us full circle, really, because whereas at the start the world changed around the hero, when the hero comes back to the ordinary world, he changes the ordinary world. And that's the third change. So we go from the world changes, which is the trigger, the heroes change in order to reach deep within and defeat the big bad, and consequently the hero changes the world. That's a kind of, you know, a 1-2-3 punch, really, that drives a good story along. And you know, this is what I'm, when I do release this mountain story diagram, which I will do, you know, you'll be able to see that there. And part of the reason, I guess, why it's taken me so long is, well, because I've been focusing on other things. It's easy to say that I've been too busy, but that's just a way of saying we've been focusing on other things, right? But this is something that I'm hoping to use for the course that I'm going to be creating soon. So it has become a focus of mine. It has become, you know, a kind of a really important thing. And the reason it's taken so long, actually, is because all of the stuff we've been talking about over the past nearly 2 years now, almost 2 years, of things, that these insights that sort of bubble up that I'm trying to build into this kind of model of storytelling. Anyway, that's what my week's going to be about. I hope you have a lovely week. I'm recording this on a Monday, so you'll hear it on a Tuesday. But I hope the week's going well for you. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.